Praise him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in King over all the earth.
Have you ever set a goal? I'm sure we all have. Maybe it comes in the form of a New Year's resolution. We set a goal like, I want to lose weight. How effective is that? Probably not very effective if we don't get a little more specific. I want to lose weight might be the end goal, but how are we going to reach that goal? Eating less calories, working out 3 days a week, taking the stairs instead of the elevator at work, or parking at the end of the parking lot instead of as close as we can find. All of these things will help with that ultimate goal. Well, our spiritual goals work very much in the same way. We may want to have victory in Christ against the devil. We may want to go to heaven, but what will get us there? That is what I want to address today, so please stay with me as we discuss the topic of winning the victory.
Wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth, great in power.
My senior year of football, our coaches decided that we needed to have a goal board. These were not generic goals like we want to win the game. They were very specific things we were trying to do that would lead us to winning the game. Things like we need to rush for at least 150 yards, but hold our opponent to under 100 yards of rushing. I won't bore you with the rest of them, but there were about 10 offensive and 10 defensive goals. And every Saturday morning, we came as a team to watch films of the previous night's game and go over our goals. And like clockwork, the more check marks we got on the board, the higher the chances that we won the game, which was our ultimate goal. Our coaches understood that for this to work, we needed to be more specific. Well, I believe that we need to do that spiritually as well. We cannot just say that we want to go to heaven, but never make a plan on how to get there. We also need to help others make their plans as well. Obviously, we won't have time to get very specific with the plan today, but I hope it will be enough to encourage you to make your plans on your own. The first step that we want to discuss today actually includes many other steps, and that goal is salvation. Nothing else works without first securing our salvation. As I mentioned before, I can go into a place like Walmart and stock shelves all day. I can put things back in their proper place. I can even help other customers find items in the store. But if I go to the main office looking for a check, I assure you, there will not be one with my name on it. Not only will I not get paid, but likely the store will ask me not to do those things again. They want people who are properly trained to do those things, not paying customers. Well, our salvation works much in the same way. We cannot do good deeds, as we'll look at later, for the cause of Christ and expect to be rewarded if we are not one of his disciples. Salvation is absolutely 100% offered to everyone, but not everyone will take advantage of it. Second Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." This verse gives us the reason that the Lord has not yet returned. God is being patient. There are many people that God wants to have salvation that have not accepted it yet, and he is giving them time. Are you one of those people? Do you know one of those people? Now is the time to make that happen. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2 states, "For he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Notice that he does not say today. He says, now is the day, and now is the time. Let's take advantage of the sacrifice of Jesus and secure our salvation by being baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. Have you accomplished this goal? If not, none of the other goals will matter. We are told in Philippians 2 and verse 12, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence," notice, "work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Next on the list is, once we have accomplished goal number one, it is to live a life worthy of Jesus' sacrifice. Remember, the final goal is to have salvation. The final goal is not to start the journey. Imagine if a team had a goal to be ahead at halftime. That wouldn't make much sense, would it? Well, it doesn't make any more sense when it comes to Christianity. So how do we live a Christ-like life? Again, I cannot provide a lot of specifics in a short period of time, but we need to think about these things. We cannot just say, "I want to live a Christ-like life," but then provide ourselves with no goals as to how to accomplish that. One of the things our family does is what we call goods and bads. Each evening, we name one thing that we did that God might not be pleased with that day, and one thing that we did that he would be pleased with. It was a way to get everyone thinking about things we can do for God and things for the cause of Christ, as well as things that may disappoint them. And it's great when in the middle of the day, one of the kids recognizes that they did something that would fall into that good category. That means they are thinking about it in advance, which is the whole point. Have you thought about what you can do for someone else today? How about making a plan for tomorrow? I would encourage you to do that and live the life that Jesus died for you to live. Finally, I just want to mention that the last goal that we will talk about today is more of a recognition. We need to recognize that even if we are baptized believer, and even if we are doing good deeds for God and for the cause of Christ, that our salvation, our victory in heaven is God-given, not man-earned. We cannot have victory in and of ourselves. We only have victory through God and his Son. When we realize this, I believe it will help us in all the other areas of our service. I don't have to be perfect because Jesus is perfect. I only have to let him be perfect for me. And I can do that through my baptism into Christ and the good deeds that he allows me to do. So until next time, I encourage you to go out and to win the victory in Jesus.
And I must go to meet the deed that I have done.
That I have done.
Where there will be
no setting sun.
No setting sun. While going down life's weary road.
Life's weary road.
I'll try and live.
I'll try and live.
Some traveler's load.
Some traveler's load.
I'll try and turn.
I'll try and turn.
Today.
The night today,
make flowers bloom
along the way.
Life's evening song
is sinking low.
A few more days,
I must go
to meet the deed
that I have done.
Where there will be
no setting sun.
No setting sun.